Chair, I'm unfortunately a little bit slower than U.K. I'm still on 18. I think I'm not too late. Fine, thank you. On general, and maybe the starting point, the chapeau, I mean, we support the idea to give a little bit more room to the possible risks and being a little bit more expensive on what they are. This is a very important thing, as Pakistan and others have mentioned, to acknowledge that there is a series of risks. Having said this, we like let's say, the starting point of this, the risks, how they are cited here, the unintended engagements. I mean, this is certainly something that we would see at the beginning of this list or even in this chapeau, because, I mean, this is one of the most serious risks that we want to address here with those measures, and also incidental loss of life and injuries to civilians and so on. So what I want to say with this, there is a long list of possible risks, but those are certainly the most important ones. So maybe we can address this in drafting and making various lists, but I leave this up to you to solve this problem. Then going on point A, control limit of types of targets is a very important point for us, and we can support it as it is. On point B, we also can agree with the point that limiting duration, geographic scope, and scale of operation is not necessarily the same thing as the second part of the sentence. So putting those possible measures that we are seeing there into a separate para or somewhere else in the text is something that we also see as reasonable. On C, also the argument that we heard by several delegations that human operators is maybe not a large enough term is something we can agree with. Users could be a way out, human, but we are also open to other textual proposal in that regard. Going on to C, here we like to keep the word circumstances. I think it's something that we are still in C. The word circumstances is something that we would probably like to retain here. In D, we also would like to keep design, development, testing, and deployment. I think this is also something that is highly important and is also in most of the proposals on which this phrase is based on. And also here, we would like to keep the life cycle of a weapon system. Then finally, on E, the famous para on automation bias and unintended bias. First of all, an important point that we just heard is that this should also include design, that those kind of problems should be addressed by measures not only in the use of those weapon systems, but also in their design. Then we kind of understand the argument that this is not necessarily the thing that should be put in a list as it is here, but at the same time, it's very important concepts that we have also discussed at some point in our meetings. It's something that we definitely want to keep in the text. We understand that these are two concepts that are in the same sentence, that are not necessarily too much connected. We think that the UK proposal is useful to give more clearance, especially to automation bias. But in general, I think there is some scope to expand on point E in drafting, maybe also with special reference to specific types of bias. That's it for now. Thank you.